morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new year. And the first edition of The Free American. 2008. I hope you had a fine New Year's. New Year's Eve, anyway. I spent mine alone. Slept for a change. Didn't have to get up early. So that was kind of a treat for me. And, let's take a look at some of the things that are happening around. And I'd like to talk to you. If you're in the audience and you're interested, the number here is 800-313-9443. Now, I'm laying out the next issue of The Free American. Hope to get it to the printer by the end of this week and have it out by next Monday. But it's pretty strange. Every time I think I've got something solved, something totally unforeseen, unpredictable happens. And just to complicate matters. Maybe I'm just unlucky, huh? If it wasn't for the consistency, as James Forrestal said, in talking to Eugene, to Joe McCarthy, he said, if they were just stupid, occasionally they'd make a mistake in our favor. And that's kind of what's happening in my life anyway. I'm sure we've all got problems. We've got a dollar dropping through the floor. Even Israel. This was kind of a mind blower. Even Israel is demanding we give them, we pay them in euros. I think the Fed is getting a little shaky with Ron Paul. In fact,
in Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you robbillgates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to didyourobbillgates.com. That's didyourobbillgates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Seems I was a little mistaken. I do have a guest today, Dr. Benjamin Rothstein. How are you, sir?
Oh, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Just trying to get everything organized for the new year and ready to go into another one. How are you, sir?
Great. Thank God. I'm doing pretty well, actually. I see a lot of great things happening on the horizon, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself, Doctor. What do you do? I don't have my notes in front of me that was sent to me, so I apologize.
Well, I'm known as the brain doctor, and my thing is helping people improve their memory, improve their brain function. And I don't work through memory tricks and mind games. Those are very valuable things. The way I work, I actually do things, help you do things that literally improve your brain, make it actually better, more useful. And so I teach people how to improve your brain, keep your edge, how to get your mind working like it was 20, 30 years ago.
And how do you do this? I'm kind of of the opinion right now that many Americans, either through diet or through directly attributable to television, they're pretty well brain dead.
As a matter of fact, it sure seems that way, doesn't it? I'll tell you the truth. That's probably the major problem we have with our brains is our lifestyle. We make some very bad choices. And if a person makes a bad choice, they're going to have a bad outcome. You can't help it. The consequences occur. If you, for instance, you drink diet colas, you know, the artificial sweeteners, most folks don't realize those artificial sweeteners are really neurotoxins. They're actually toxic to your brain.
Yeah, I've talked about aspartame for many, many years, warning people, don't do that. I mean, long time ago, I had a boat that we sold hamburgers, hot dogs, and cold drinks on. And one summer, I left the ice ran out of the ice chest. And I filled it back up with ice, and I took a taste of a diet soda. It was the most horrible taste I've ever tasted in my life.
Yeah, pretty awful.
Basically, it turned to formaldehyde.
It's right. The truth is, in some people's brains, they can't handle sugar, because sugar also turns into formaldehyde in their brain. Our high sugar content of our diets are devastating for our brain function and for our body function. If you look at the human body, you look at of all the parts of the body, what part cannot be replaced ever?
The brain.
And there's one part of your body that actually controls everything else in your entire being, whether it's your health, your communication, relationship with God, whether it's your relationship with others, whether it's your past, your present, your future, your loves, your hates, your wants. It's all done to the brain. And you have to realize the brain is an organ of flesh and blood, like any other organ of the body. And therefore, you must take care of your brain. If you don't take care of your brain, you don't manage your brain, it's not going to work. It's just the way it is. You don't change the oil in your car and get your shoes so often and rotate your tires, your car's not going to work right. So you have to maintain your brain, otherwise you're going to lose it. And we see people, that's how it is. We see people who really do not have well-functioning minds. They can't learn well. They can't think well. Memory is shot. No enthusiasm in life. A lot of factors happen to people because they don't take care of their brain properly. So that's what I'm teaching people.
Now, I certainly understand about aspartame, but I've been putting sugar in my coffee for an awful lot of years, and I'm sure my latest ex-wife would be thrilled to hear you tell me that it's going to destroy my brain drinking sugar, but I do drink a soda every now and then, too.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, the tricky part about doing things that are toxic to your mind, the hard part is that it's very subtle. It doesn't happen all at once. It gradually creeps up on you. You know, you don't realize it. You know, you're forgetting this, losing your car, losing your keys. You can't remember people's names. You know, something happens that throws you way off guard. And then you don't realize it's very, 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 very subtle. And all of a sudden, before you know it, bingity bang, you're not able to do things like you should be able to do. You can't keep up in conversation. Your creative thoughts are muddled. Read books, you don't know what you just read. You know, all these kind of things. These are all brain fog. These are all signs of brain fog. And as we maintain our brains better, this brain fog is not going to happen. It's going to happen a lot less frequently.
And, what else besides aspartame or sugar? I mean, I have a pretty high IQ, high enough to get turned down for Officers Canada School because they said somebody with my IQ wouldn't follow orders. Turns out they were right. I haven't saluted since.
Well, I was in the Army also, the captain in the Army for 3 years. And I know just what you mean. People don't like creative, questioning thinkers. They need guys who will, you know, catch a bullet with their teeth and keep running.
That's what they told me. I was outraged. What do you mean I didn't make OCS? I've never failed a test. Oh, you didn't fail, sir. You didn't fail. But someone with your IQ will question orders. So I said, well, what? You mean you only let dumb officers in? You only let dumb people become officers? Oh, no, but we have to. And they kind of stuttered a little bit, but what other thing? I mean, the television. To me, that's a prime example because basically you enter a sort of a hypnotic trance while you're watching television, and you get a lot of subliminal impulses in there. Bernays, Freud's nephew, was a master at mass programming.
Yeah.
Saying it's okay for women to smoke. How big a role does television? I mean, we set our kids in front of it, and it's an electronic babysitter, and they're being fed a lot of stuff that's not conducive to good brain function.
You know, I'll tell you, when it comes to television, the biggest problem with television that also you can accumulate a lot of information on television, on audiovisual media, it shuts your brain down. It throws off your ability to think creatively and to communicate and to interact. It's such an intensely passive means of learning that it slows your brain, makes you worse. You may know a lot of things. People on TV can know all kinds of things, but they can't think. And the point of learning is to learn how to think. Be creative, put things together, understand things, to grow and progress. And TV shuts down that capability. So the real problem with TV is not so much subliminal messages and babysitting and mind, you know, chilling out, but just totally shuts it down. Your mind just can't think well afterwards. So if you take a test, take an examination, for instance, after watching TV, you're not going to do very well on that test. You just can't, because the TV shuts your mind down. Besides, with the junk they put in your head anyway, is no good.
Well, how about our educational system? I have a woman that was supposed to be on, but her husband's ill right now. Her name's Charlotte Iserbyte, and she's done a story called "The Deliberate Dumbing Down of Americans," and talks about the Rockefeller-controlled Board of Education. Our Rockefeller-founded Board of Education, and she says that the schools are deliberately dumbing down children, and maybe that's part of the reason that homeschool children pass by everybody, all the other children on their spelling bees and other tests like that. How does that figure into your research?
Well, that's really not so much. I'll tell you, I have an opinion on that. Although I don't really, that's not my area of expertise. But I do have an opinion watching people and studying them over time as they do as learning. And, of course, I've had missed kids myself go through school. And watching what school does to them, the biggest problem, I think, is the peer group in school. There's two parts. The peer group, the other kids in the class who are also, you know, brain-numbed from watching too much TV and eating too much junk food. And it slows everything down. And the teachers themselves are stuck. You're also being pressured by the community. Don't force so much rote memory. Don't push this, don't do that. And all the things they can't do, and there's no discipline, what do you expect going to happen in a classroom? If you can't motivate kids to move, and you can't discipline those who need discipline, and the kids themselves are not eating properly. Now, one of the things I do teach, and you can check things out on my website, which is www.brainfognomore.com, one of the things I discuss is how what you eat affects how you think and feel. If you're having a person with a bad diet, for instance, give kids a soda, you know, give them a soft drink, caffeine, sugar, and chemicals. Now, sit still and be quiet. Listen. When they have these sugar bombs for breakfast, you know, sugar falls to this and sugar falls to that, they can't think straight. The blood sugar goes up and down. Their brains are totally out of whack. They can't function. What do? Yell at them, get punishments, whatever it is, in the wrong kind of discipline. And now they're upset. Now they have stress on top of everything else. What stress does to the brain.
All right. Hang on a minute. We got to take a little commercial break. And we'll be right back.
Great.
BrainFogNoMore.com. I'll check that out. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you robbillgates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you robbillgates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to didyourobbillgates.com. That's didyourobbillgates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
I'm Dr. Rothstein.
Back, and if you we're talking with Benjamin Rothstein, and if you want to call in and ask any questions, the number's 800-313-9443, and I just went and registered with brainfog.com. You've got a book here, and I see some other things. It says I can log in, but I haven't seen a place to do that yet. What do you have here besides the book? What kind of products do you have?
Well, one thing that I have is for people to get the products they need. And I have all kinds of supplements and detox protocols. The detox protocol is a way to clear the toxins and the garbage out of your brain and your body as well, of course. So there's different detox protocols. For instance, there's one for to get heavy metals out of your system. Our bodies tend to be flooded with heavy metals. Metals come from different sources. For instance, I'll tell you a good one. Here's one most folks don't think about. If you have silver fillings in your teeth, those silver fillings are one-half mercury. And as you know, mercury is one of the most toxic substances on the planet.
That's what they like to inject us with the vaccines, isn't that true?
Isn't that crazy and unbelievable? Thimerosal is mercury. Unbelievable.
Well, with the system we've got, Doc, you can't really have somebody, living too far past 65 or bypass Social Security.
That's one of the topics. We can get into that one. No, that's another discussion. I can talk about it for hours. But what happens with the mercury we have in our system from our silver fillings, from vaccinations, even from the air, when they burn coal, right, coal vomits out a lot of mercury in the atmosphere. Hundreds of tons a year of coal is going, of mercury is going in the air. So when we ingest all this stuff into our system, it accumulates primarily in the nerve cells as well as the spleen. So the nerve cells accumulate all these toxic metals, and it slowly slows things down. We just can't think straight anymore. Or memory comes real slow. Things are just real slow. It's like trying to run through mud. You can do it. It takes a lot of effort to get moving through. And so when you detox your brain, first you do a test to see if you have mercury in the system anyway. and then you do it, then you do the detox protocol, then the mercury starts coming out of your system, and it's a whole different world. I mean, I had this myself when I was in my early 40s. My memory I just couldn't think. I couldn't do numbers in my head, couldn't do mathematics. All these things were easy for me, could not do anymore. So I tested myself, and I was high mercury. So I had all my fillings taken out of my teeth. I thought, well, that should solve it, right? Take the silver out of my teeth and be all better. Well, it made it worse because I didn't detox. No one told me about detoxing at the time. It was too new. So I developed a detox protocol.
I have a film out called Chemtrails.
What's that?
And that's the contrails that you think are contrails in the sky, but never dissipate. And they've been analyzing the fallout. They've discovered that it's comprised a lot of barium and aluminum.
Really?
And that aluminum affects our brains too, doesn't it?
Yep. Alzheimer's associated with aluminum in the brain.
Now, are you a medical doctor?
I'm called an osteopath.
Okay.
And there's two types of doctors in this country, MDs and DOs. An osteopath has the same medical training as an MD, but plus extra stuff on how structure and function are related, and more like manipulation and how to work the body and make the body work better.
Okay, the detox system. Now, I've got a product that a biochemist made for me called Cellular Cleanse, and it's got trace minerals in it to a certain extent, but it also has a substance called fulvic acid. Have you heard of that?
Oh, sure. Of course.
And that actually regenerates cells, according to my biochemist.
Right. It can help regenerate cells. But my complaint is not so much that. I'm saying that your brain may be toxic from stuff, and you must clear the toxins out of your brain before you start building it up. It's not going to work. Like putting perfume on a dirty body. It smells a little better, but it still stinks underneath. So you got to get the junk out of your body first. First, you got to detox your body first, and then you start building it up.
I see on here on your website you've got carnitine.
Right.
And that's I've been reading quite a bit on that. It's supposed to be pretty good for you in a number of ways, for your heart and your health.
L-carnitine helps transport fats from your blood into the cells, so the cell powerhouse, the mitochondria, can use it and make it more energy efficient. Taking L-carnitine makes your body more energy efficient. A lot of athletes take it, and a lot of people take it for heart problems and for fatigue issues.
Hey, hold on just a moment. We'll take another break here, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right. We're back in... My guest is Dr. Benjamin Osteen. And one of my chat room people mentioned something about omega-3, and I see you've got omega-3 in fish oil, and it says on your website that's one of the most important substances are supplements that we can take. I was just talking to a lady up north, and she was saying she takes fish oil every day in the morning. And she was a pretty sharp lady.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you, I say in my seminars, I tell people, if I could take only one thing of all the things that are out there to take, which one thing would it be? And it would be fish oil. Fish oil is without a doubt, the omega-3 fatty acids are without a doubt the most important thing you can do for your brain. Period. No matter what age you are. My kids take it, I take it, my wife take it, we all take it. Very, very important.
Now, what about the to remove the toxins? You know, I've got the cellular cleanse. We've talked about there's a number of different methods for cleansing the toxins out of your body. And the biochemist that worked with me to form our line of products, she says that the fertilizers, the stuff they're putting in the ground, the way they've redirected and dammed up the river so they don't overflow and fertilize the land like they used to, has really deteriorated the quality of the food we grow. As a matter of fact, she has to get the fulvic acid from prehistoric plant life.
Okay.
So, is this one of the reasons for taking these supplements because of the quality of our food today?
Yeah, that it is true. It's almost impossible to get everything you need from your diet. Some people can do it, but they're still running, you know, still running on the shy side of optimal. And there's two reasons for that now. There's two reasons. One reason, of course, is the supply. It's hard to get really good, truly 100%, you know, God-given fruits and vegetables and nutrients from the planet. There's so much junk going on, so much adulteration. The other reason is our stress in our life is so great. stress, emotional stress, toxins, worries, noise, all these things going on in our life. There's so much stuff going on that our bodies are being taxed. And so you need extra nutrients. Your body is being taxed extra hard. Like if you're pulling your car, if you're driving a car with a full load and you're pulling the trailer behind you, you're going to burn more fuel. And you're going to use up your brakes faster and your transmission faster. The same thing when you're struggling through life. Our struggles and all these hassles and things, they require more nutrients. They require additional fuel to your body's work and it's optimal. And so you got to take the supplements. You got to take good quality supplements, the fish oils, you need adequate rest and hydration, all these things you need in order for your engine to work at its best.
I seem to remember my mother giving me cod liver oil, and James on my chat room says there used to be an old saying concerning cod liver oil that there's a baby in every bottle.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. Cod liver oil is really good for you. If you get good quality cod liver oil, it has vitamin A and vitamin D in it, and it's a tremendous difference. Because cod liver oil has omega-3, omega-6, fatty acids, vitamin D, and vitamin A, all in high quantities and high quality. So if you get good quality cod liver oil...
You also recommend inositol. That's vitamin B12, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Huh?
No, inositol is actually it's a type of a sugar. Not really sugar. It's called a sugar. In biochemically, it's called a sugar. And I thought it has an effect on the brain that calms it down, makes you much more calm, and you can take things more, you know, with more equanimity.
Well, it's nice to know there's more than just a cut for cocaine.
Right. It has to be a very good sweetener, by the way. It's a very good sweetener for coffee or for, you know, what are you cooking with?
Now, you spoke out against sugar. I do have a little bottle in my pocket of stevia.
Oh, there you go. That's my man. Now you're talking. There we go. All right. You're on the team.
All right. That's the one thing I got from my ex-wife. You know, she did force me to carry stevia around with me.
That's very good. Stevia is really good stuff. That's a good sweetener. It's not sugar. It's a different kind of taste than sugar, but it's a good healthy sweetener and no calories to it either. It's great stuff.
Now, I mean, if I drink Coca-Cola during the day, which I usually do, I have I fill a glass up with ice, put a little bit of a Coke in to flavor it, and I keep that sitting on my desk. All day, and my coffee too, in the mornings. But the sugar is not nearly as bad for you as diet sodas. I mean, they don't even work as a diet soda because it makes you eat more. Really.
Well, you mentioned a couple things there. You got to talk about. First of all, coffee. And one thing I talk in my book and in my presentations, especially on the CD, talks about it a lot, the use of stimulants for the brain. Caffeine is a great natural stimulant for the brain. And what it does, it allows you to function better and think faster. However, it blunts your ability to learn new things. You can function better with caffeine, but you can't learn well. If you need to function better and learn both, you take green tea. A whole different kind of compound in the body, in the drink. So if you're drinking coffee, you should not drink it after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Period.
I never do. I never do. I drink it in the morning while I'm doing my shows.
Great.
And then it's over with.
Let's tell you listeners why you should drink coffee after 2 o'clock. Let's tell you listeners why. And the reason is because caffeine after 2 o'clock. Will disrupt your sleep. You can still fall asleep at nighttime, maybe. Some people have insomnia. They can't fall asleep at night. And others fall asleep anyway. But the next morning, what do you do? You're tired. And what's the first thing you have the next morning to function better? Another cup of coffee. So caffeine after 2 o'clock will disrupt your sleep or keep you from falling asleep. And the next morning, to function better, do it again. You need more of the same jolt to your brain to make it function. Because a well-rested, healthy brain should not need caffeine. So if you need caffeine, something's wrong. Now, there are certain people, you should know, by the way, that have ADHD, true ADHD. The real ADHD people are not able to produce dopamine in their brain. They can't. They can't produce it, and they're just all over the place. So if you're kind of living a healthy life and you're not doing anything, you might say, wrong, so to speak, to your brain, and you can't produce dopamine in your brain and you have true ADHD, those people actually relax and are more calm with coffee because caffeine turns into dopamine in the brain. So caffeine will turn into dopamine.
What about our children being fed these drugs for their hyperactivity or... It feels to me that those are just created problems or imaginary problems, you know, that they used as an excuse to feed children Ritalin, and which is a kind of a precursor of cocaine, similar drug, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. Your premise that using Ritalin or Adderall, what are they using to get kids addicted and so forth? That's not really true because kids really do suffer. They don't know they're suffering. I've treated hundreds of kids with all kinds of emotional, sociological, and educational issues, only to find they had a problem. Excuse me. They had a problem that they could not diagnose. For instance, if a kid bangs their head and falls down a lot, you know. I had this one little girl, I'll tell you a story. This one little girl, a very sweet, gentle little girl, had a personality change. She turned into a screaming meanie. Like this, she couldn't settle down, and she couldn't fall asleep, she couldn't wake up, she couldn't. She just was fighting, and she was up until 2 days ago, she was sweet, pleasant, cooperative, doing well in school. And it turned out what happened was she was tired one morning, and on the way to school, she took a nap on the bus. And she laid her head up against the window on the bus. And the bus went along the street, her head was banging, bang, bang, bang on that window. And it banged her head and neck so much, it caused a distortion, and her personality changed overnight. When I'm an osteopath. I do manipulation, work with my hands. I worked on her head and neck. Next day, back to normal, back to the way she was before. And the difference was a dramatic difference. I've seen this happen literally hundreds of times where kids are just misdiagnosed. They don't understand that small changes to a child can have tremendous repercussions. And you can control herself. She's a little baby, a little kid, 8 years old. I've had other kids who had other problems, for instance, parenting problems. Parents don't have to cuddle their kids. I've seen men who just have no idea how to be a father. How do you cuddle a child, give the child security, play with them, talk to them, laugh to them, giggle, play ball, listen to them, take walks? And the kids go up agitated, not knowing what's going on. They go up agitated. And what happens is they'll do crazy, weird things. We drug them to calm them down. But they don't need that. They need love and attention. They need proper discipline. They need proper direction in life. And we see this all the time, kids with poor diets. You give a kid Diet Colas or sugar cereals for breakfast, the kid will not be able to think properly in the morning. So they diagnose kid ADHD. No. It's a poor diet. Ritalin helps you, it overpowers their system. But the real issue, this child who is not being fed properly and not being handled properly, not being loved properly, whatever it is, the problem with these kids is they're just out of whack. They don't know what's wrong with them. And they think they have ADHD. They don't. They're just acting out. They're deficient. They're imbalanced. And they're just children. They don't know how to behave any other way. So there's many, many causes for ADHD. And the reason doctors use Ritalin or Adderall or all these drugs, because they don't know any better. They're not allowed to learn the alternatives to these treatments. In medical school, you're taught to think of it in a certain confined box, which is dictated by the drug companies. And as long as you look inside this confined box, you're fine. Step out and you become now worthy of investigation by medical boards. And all these doctors do this kind of stuff. All of us are all investigated and harassed incessantly. But the problem is that really the doctors don't know any better. And how should you kill the kids? You have to diagnose. Is the kid emotional? Is it structural? Let me tell you a story.
Okay.
This is one of the most fantastic stories I've ever participated in. The mother brings a kid to my office. The kid's not doing well in school. He's acting out. He's He's a very smart kid, apparently, but is just being as obnoxious, uncooperative, and acting as dumb as can be. So, what's with the kid? The kid's history is, the kid's father is an alcoholic. Mother kicked the kid's father out of the house years ago. She herself is a smoker, and she's obese, and she has overeating tendencies. And she's verbally abusive to the kid. The kid's imbalanced. He has no role models, has a lousy diet. His mother smokes. She's around smoke. The smoke causes, that carbon monoxide makes your brain work fuzzy anyway. And there's all these factors in this kid's life, and this poor kid, no wonder he's not acting well in school. It's impossible. We expect of him, I said to myself. So I said to him, well, listen, this child has many more issues than I can handle in my office. Let me tell you, I tried to go do something. I can't help the kid. So she insisted I can do something. She insisted I can help the kid. She'd been everywhere else. I said, well, I'll try it. Okay, so I'll try it. I agreed knowing that I couldn't do anything, but just to make her happy, I would do it. So treat the kid. And in 3 weeks, we changed his diet. Did some work on his head, some manipulation of his head and neck to kind of make his body more structurally sound. I talked to him a little bit, kind of give him a little bit of, showing how a man can be gentle. In 3 weeks, they get a letter from the teaching school. What happened to the kid? What's the kid taking? What's different? It was a different child. Sweet, pleasant, cooperative. It was just a different child. And this kid was a criminal in the making. I mean, this was a rotten kid. And all it was, he was out of balance, malnourished, overstressed. And we got him straightened out a little bit. He was only like 12 years old. And he was heading for prison. This guy's a rotten kid. He's a sweet, cooperative, attentive child that no one could believe was the same child. No drugs. Just diet. A little bit of encouragement, gentle encouragement. Some sense of value, some manipulation to structurally balance the kid out, and bang, it was a wild story. And so we see kids who think of ADHD or rotten bad kids, and they're not. Their environment, their situation is making them that way. And they can't help it. So we need our big thing. We should be teaching parents how to be parents. Get a license, have a child,
And if you can improve their brain function, maybe they can function better as parents.
That's true. That's very true.
What about this removing the toxins from your system? What do you have that does that? And what's the regime behind it?
There's two things you can do. And one thing is on the website, it's something called Metal Free. It's a spray you spray under your tongue, and it causes your body to excrete the heavy metals in the stool. You move it out with your bowel movements. Actually excrete the metals out of your system through the stool. And you do it every single day, probably for about 3 months. And then you do it like two or three times a year, just keep your body clean. I mean, two or three months a year to keep the body clean.
What is the product that you use?
It's called Metal Free. The other thing in there is if a person does not have silver fillings in their teeth, if you have them, you can't do this, but you do not have silver fillings in your teeth, other great product is something called DMSA. That's David Michael Sam Apple. DMSA. You take that 500 milligrams three times a week with MSM. Like, it tells you how to do it on the website. It tells you how to take it. And that will help your body urinate out, excrete through the urine, heavy metals very rapidly. It's a very, very powerful treatment. But if you still have silver fillings in your teeth, you can't do that treatment. It'll backfire on you. So if you have silver fillings, do metal-free. And if you don't have silver fillings, do the DMSA. And these are the two most powerful detoxifiers I've ever found for heavy metals.
You also have milk thistle on there.
Yeah, milk thistle and NAC both help the liver produce its own detoxifier called glutathione. That's a real powerful. That's a great way to.
I want to talk to you about Metal Free, but we'll do it after this break.
Great.
Be right back, folks.
Hi.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Benjamin Rothstein is my guest. Doc, what about sugar? What does that have any effect on your temperament? I get accused of that by my ex-wife a lot. You know, oh, well, if you weren't drinking that sugar, you know, you would. No, no, it's, I don't agree with that. You know, she's the one that drives me crazy, not sugar, but go ahead.
Well, you know, she could be right. I had a kid. Actually, I had a patient one time who had some emotional issues. They couldn't quite figure it out. And then one time she just overdosed on sugar one night. The next day she was caught shoplifting. The family was devastated. And we traced a lot of behavior problems to sugar. And I've seen quite a few people who have significant personality changes with sugar. In certain people, sugar acts like alcohol. It turns acetaldehyde in the brain and makes them absolutely wacky, irrational, irritable, grouchy, temperamental, moody, argumentative, and rebellious. Sugar can wreak havoc on a person's brain and personality. So if someone says you have a problem with sugar, you probably do. And go off it for a week. See what happens. If you can't get off sugar for a week, you can't do it. You might be addicted to sugar. And if you're addicted to sugar, the only way out, the only hope for that is a 12-step program called OA, Overeaters Anonymous.
A 12-step program what?
It's called Overeaters Anonymous, OA. If a person has sugar and it affects them adversely, and they can't stop eating it anyway, they've got a problem. And you might be right. I don't know. I don't know you personally. But if someone says, you know, you eat sugar, you get really weird and irritable and grouchy, it might be true. You might think, so, you know, maybe she's right. Look it up. Check it out. It could be. And I've seen some really wonderful people do some awful things because of sugars in their system. And you can see change in people. You can see them actually watch them change. Why? Take a kid. Can be fine in the morning, have breakfast. An hour later, they're screaming and they're yelling, having fits. Could be sugar in their cereal. And if sugar, if someone says you got a problem with the substance, you probably do. And I'll take those words very, very seriously, very seriously. Because people will say, you know, you had a carrot, and you're really acting strange. No one says that. You say, you know, you have coffee, you get real irritable and grouchy. Or you have sugar, you get argumentative. Or you have alcohol, you become impossible to be around. Or whatever you do, this means something. And I think the rational person says, you know, let me check this out. Because people don't say things like that for no reason whatsoever. You check it out. And I've seen a lot of people who have had some serious behavior problems. And I'm talking many, many people. I've been practicing for 20 years. I've seen a lot of stuff. I see a lot of all the weird stuff comes to me because I try to figure out how to make it better. And people have all kinds of problems, and you change your diet around, and they're just like a different person. They're much happier, calm, relaxed, more mellow, laid back, don't argue as much, they're healthier. You know?
All right, hang on a minute. We'll be right back. Stay with me for just a moment, Doc.
Okay.
Since 1980.